The following program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hi, everybody. Coming up, Nicole tells your fortune, looking ahead. So get out your crystal and stay tuned with Mistress Nicole. All dressed in leather, you won't forget her. You want to love her and you won't let go. Who's that woman, crazy woman, Nicole?
All right. Welcome to a Tuesday. Sorry, I'm starting on such a weird note, but I just, you know, got online, logged into the chat room, the YouTube chat room, by the way. Come over and say hello. We've got a great gang there. And I was informed, well, let me just read to you what... Joy wrote. Chris Dirks. I'm sorry. It wasn't Joy. It was Chris Dirks who said, Nicole, Tom Hartman was absent from YouTube this morning. Then Randy Rhodes was too. She revealed that YouTube kicked her off for playing Robert Kennedy's nonsense. Interesting. As for Tom Hartman, I asked, is he okay? And Joy said, we aren't sure. He collapsed last night. Let's see. That's all I know. So I just Googled Tom, looking to see if there's anything, and I don't see anything. If anybody knows, please do let us know. I'm sending out good vibes to Tom. I mean, I hope he's okay. Don't know what happened. This is the first I've heard of it because I honestly haven't been listening today. I've been doing stuff, working. Wow, that's disconcerting. I hope he's okay. Joy is talking about, I just got back from dropping off stuff at the hospital for him. Oh, possibly a blood clot. Well, you know what? I'm not going to say that because she doesn't know. So just send out good thoughts or whatever you do to Tom Hartman and hopefully he's okay. They're still determining what's wrong. God, I hope he's all right. That's a tough place to then jump from to start a show. But it is Tuesday. Oh, no, not Tom Hartman. Her Tom. Okay, so Joy's Tom collapsed. Do we know why Tom Hartman is in the hospital? That's Joy William. Okay, never mind. Joy's, I'm reading the chat. So I'm trying to find out what happened with Tom Hartman. Why was Tom Hartman off the air this morning? I guess we wait and find out. Hopefully he's okay. So Tom Hartman, forget what I just said. You should keep the chatting in the chat room, sorry, on the show subject. I'm sorry to be so, but, you know, I look up, I see Tom Hartman's in the off the air, and then I see Tom's in the hospital, and it freaked me out. So stop with all the personal stuff in there. I'm sorry, but that, you know, okay, can we start over? Let's start over. You know what? We'll start over with this.
If the news gives you the blues, here's the perfect place to go. It's Tuesdays with Gotta Laugh on the Nicole Sandler Show.
Yeah, it is. So it's that every other Tuesday when Laffy is here. I dug myself into a hole and I can't get out of it. So Laffy, now you're in it with me.
Oh.
Hi.
I see I'm on the other side of the picture again.
Tom Hartman had computer issues today. My God. Oh, I'm so sorry. I wish I could back up and say out. I'm sorry. I look up and it says Tom collapsed and is in the hospital. It's like, what the fuck? Please don't do that anymore. I'm sorry to be so terse. And Joy, you're supposed to send me information for all the moderators so I can write an email and say, let's hold off with some of the personal shit in there and don't confuse the host. Sorry, that just got me off on the wrong foot today. Holy shit.
I just had a heart attack when you were talking. I was starting to put a tweet out asking if anyone knew anything, and then you caught yourself and found out that it was somebody else. And
it was Joy's husband, Tom, and I hope he's okay, but yeah, my God, yeah. Don't scare me like that anymore, please.
Oh, yeah. Dear.
Okay. Ooh. All right, restarting. Hi, Laffy.
Okay, it's not like I'm not freaked out enough about everything already, but that just, whoo.
I know. Well, just, it got me too. Oy, oy, oy. Randy got kicked off of YouTube because she played the Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Craziness. And I have pulled here, but I guess I shouldn't play it, lest I get kicked off of YouTube for a week. Wait, even so, if you set it up and say this is a news item, yeah. This man has gone off the rails. I don't know. It's YouTube. It's YouTube just is crazy.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I remember when it was fun on YouTube.
Before then,
in the good old days.
Copyright police came out. And yeah. YouTube are right-wing fascists, yeah. According to Fantoma in the chat room. Okay. Fantoma said YouTube are right-wing fascists.
Oh, okay. I thought she said you were a fascist.
No. YouTube. Boy, okay. We're just miscommunicating. Is Mercury retrograde or something? Because we're not connecting. We're just missing. We're misfiring on so many levels. I wish there was like a reset button I could push and so start over. Blah, 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 blah. Rewind.
Can you like reset the last 5 years? That would be really good.
That would be great. I don't think I can. Man. I don't think I can.
I don't know about you, but I'm exhausted.
Me too.
I've
been exhausted. I'm the walking, you know, I don't sleep at night. I can sleep during the day. So like, you know, I'm up and down, up and down, up and down all night. And then morning comes and like Jackson gets me up at 5:30 to let him out, go figure. So I feed him, do the morning stuff, come in here, do what's news. And then like today I went back to bed. And I slept from probably 10:30 until about 12:30, which for me, that's a good a 2 hour stretch. It's awesome because I don't get that at night. Yeah.
I was up since five.
Since five. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Welcome to my room.
I haven't slept in 3 nights. I'm exhausted.
Yeah. No, borrow Hillary Clinton's big red button to restart. I would. I really would.
I would too.
I would restart today's show if I could. I can't. So I apologize. Next time, don't give me wrong information. All right. Sorry. I don't mean to blame anyone else. It's my fault.
It's like on Twitter where somebody will put out a tweet that somebody died and you think, oh, that person looks reliable.
Yeah.
And then you put it out and you realize, that was just, bullpucky. Yeah. I'm trying to center myself on your screen here because I moved a little bit. Okay. I'm still adjusting. I got, for those who don't know why I'm adjusting, I got rid of my PC and got a MacBook Air. I hooked it up to a big monitor and everything's working great. I'm doing great. I'm so excited. It only took me 3 days to get set up, which is amazing. But like working on Mac versus PC, everything's in reverse. Like I was telling Nicole, on a PC, I go up to the right-hand corner if I want to minimize something.
Everything's backwards.
And I'm looking up there, and there ain't nothing there. And I look over, it's on the left side. It's like walking into a tract home, but not yours. The person across the street, and they have the reverse floor plan that you have. And you're looking to the left for the bathroom, and it's really to the right.
Right.
I mean, I just don't know what I'm doing.
When my first computer back in the 90s, in the olden days, was a Mac. It was an Apple. And people would laugh at me. It's like, that's a toy. And I even had Apple stock. And then I did at the beginning. Do you believe it? I did. I had a decent amount too. And then, you know, I worked in music radio and music scheduling software and the program that I use to record audio are not compatible with Mac. So I had to get a PC and then I just got sickened by the way Apple works, that everything is proprietary to them. It doesn't work. You need to buy two. So I got rid of my Mac stuff and I sold my Apple stock before it, you know, went through the roof and multiplied and split. But that's, you know, the story of my life.
And I did the opposite. Not that there was a compatibility issue or that things were proprietary. I don't mind that. I've been using Apple phones and Apple iPads and everything's fine and I'm happy because I don't do that much on the computer that I need more than that, you know. But my PC, I mean, I've been using PCs since day one and I'm just sick of them. I'm just tired of a lot of the complications.
Computers can't live with them, can't live without them. How did we get here?
This be true.
I know. Yeah. And I think back to, you know, now it's 30 years ago already. But when I left KLOS, I produced Mark and Brian. I did it without computers. I was with them from 90 to 94. The day I left there was in June or July, beginning of July, 94. As I was leaving, packing up my office, the first group of PCs was delivered. So the incoming producer who replaced me got a computer. I never had one there. So, and I think back, it's like, how did I do all that without email, without computer, without anything? It's like
when
the olden days.
I used to direct shows without computers. I used to have to look for I used to write email. Well, no, that was with computers. I take it back.
Email is computers.
Even before that, I had kids who were using computers before I was as a regular thing. And I used to write to the Stephanie Miller Show and talk to Chris Lavoie to give me sound bites.
Uh-huh.
I wanted certain sound bites for the show that they used. And he would send them to me in an email, but my kids would find them online. I mean, it was just like learning how to do all that with
a
computer.
Right. It was the new frontier.
And before that, I was using like little recorders, little, digital recorders. And editing by hand, like I would put a tape in and I don't know.
Everything has changed.
Everything.
And so I don't know that I could do, certainly. I mean, I used to record on old reel-to-reels and use the razor blades and the splicing tape to edit. And, back in the olden days, it was a different world. And it's so weird. It's like you wake up one day and realize, holy shit. We're the old people now. You know, I was looking through job listings because I always have a battle with money that I don't have enough of it. So looking through job listings and I realized that now it's not iHeartRadio, but back then it used to be Clear Channel. And when I worked for Clear Channel in Los Angeles, I was part of the first internet radio group they had. We moved the station, the channel 103.1, to internet only as worldclassrock.com. We were the first station to do so seamlessly because Clear Channel sold the two signals we were on. And we got, national press. It was a big deal. And now I look at all these job listings for, online coding and podcasts and all. And I was there at the very beginning and I'm thinking, wow, first of all, I'm a dinosaur. And second of all, no one would hire me now because I'm not up on all the current shit. I was one of the pioneers and I've sort of been aged out. It's really kind of freaky when you look at it. It's like, well, that was 30 years ago. Hello. Time flies. Yeah, shit.
I know. I used to have to hand edit my videos when I was an actress by putting them on my VCR, stopping, starting, recording that snippet, stopping, starting, recording another snippet. Oh my God. Yep. We're old.
We are old. So I'm fine with it. It is what it is. I'm 62. But I was always the youngest one. So anyway, I don't know how we got on that. Let's talk about other stuff going on. Let's talk yesterday. You weren't here yesterday, and it was a Monday, and I was still reeling. I knew better than to watch Bill Maher, but David's like, he's back. He hasn't, he's been off for the holiday. Let's just check him out and see what he's got going on. I'm like,
I'm so sorry.
My, patience with him is like this thin right now. And sure enough, he started in with the COVID shit. And then he has on Barry Weiss. He's like, I'm over it. I'm just over it.
He always has Barry Weiss on.
I know. Well, they should go have at each other like he used to do with Ann Coulter.
He likes those weird
women. Go for it. You want to be unmasked and unvaxxed together? Do it. Infect yourselves, but leave the rest of us alone. I want to play one thing that I never got around to yesterday. Because I wasn't the only one ranting. Mehdi Hasan, of whom I'm a huge fan.
I love him.
He did one of his 60-second rants on this Barry Weiss, Bill Maher thing. So let me just take a minute and share it with you. Because I know, Laffy, I know you'll appreciate this. Take it away, Mehdi.
Time now for what I like to call the 60-second rant. This week it's on COVID. Start the clock. On Friday, journalist Barry Weiss went on Bill Maher to say she was done with the pandemic.
We haven't gotten back to normal. And it's ridiculous at this point.
Oh, it's ridiculous, is it? On the same day that Weiss and Marr were complaining about our obsessive focus on COVID-19 and urging us all to move on from the pandemic, 3,506 Americans died from COVID. That's a higher death toll than on 9/11. In fact, that's the highest COVID death toll since last winter and one of the deadliest days of the pandemic so far. And it isn't just deaths. Hospitals are full. 3 out of 4 of them nationwide are under high or extreme stress.
Oh, shit. You know what? I hit the wrong button. I forget when I do that. Hold on.
Time now for
sorry.
What I like to call
we're going to go back to the beginning. Hands off.
On COVID, start the clock. On Friday, journalist Barry Weiss went on Bill Maher to say she was done with the pandemic.
We haven't gotten back to normal.
It's one of those days, you know?
It's ridiculous at this point.
Oh, it's ridiculous, is it? On the same day that Weiss and Maher were complaining about our obsessive focus on COVID-19 and urging us all to move on from the pandemic, 3,506 Americans died from COVID. That's a higher death toll than on 9/11. In fact, that's the highest COVID death toll since last winter and one of the deadliest days of the pandemic so far. And it isn't just deaths. Hospitals are full. 3 out of 4 of them nationwide are under high or extreme stress. In Utah, they're hospitalizing unvaccinated under fives, including babies. And look, the people who should be complaining right now are our overworked and burned out healthcare workers. But no, it's never them moaning or whinging about the pandemic. It's the Barry Weisses and Bill Maher and Tucker Carlson of this world. And as journalist Alex Perrine points out, the people in the press and on social media complaining the loudest about COVID-19 restrictions are at this point people for whom COVID-19 is just a thing they're sick of hearing and thinking about. I mean, my young children have handled this pandemic more maturely and less childishly than the likes of Barry Weiss, who I'm sorry can't go to as many indoor parties as she'd like to. Meanwhile, another 1 or 2 Americans died from COVID in the time you've been listening to this rant.
Somebody in the chat room just said, Medi packs an awful lot into 2 minutes. That was 1 minute.
One minute.
I don't know how he does that because I can't speak that quickly, but good
I
on
him. I used to be able to. Mercury is in retrograde.
Figures.
Until February 3rd.
February 3rd? Okay.
Thank you, Joni.
Thank you. February 3rd. Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to Mercury out. Not that it makes any difference because, you know, some people will not sign a contract or do anything of import while Mercury is in retrograde because it apparently it affects communications. You think?
Yeah, supposedly. Yeah.
You think? Yeah. So anyway, here we are. What a week that was last week, huh, Laffy? We haven't spoken since the nonsense in Congress. There are a lot of people questioning Chucky Schmucky's tactics. Like, should he have brought the voting rights package to the floor knowing that it was not going to pass?
Well, he wanted to get everybody on record.
Yeah, but what it does is it gives the right fodder for, you know, saying, look at those Democrats. They just can't get their shit together. And
They'd say that anyway.
Of course they would. It doesn't matter. In this case, it's true. And it adds to the narrative of the Democratic Party is in disarray. And you know what? It is. It completely is. But so is the Republican Party. This would be the perfect time for both parties to split. Have the Trumpers and the mainstream Republicans, the people who are, you know, the Never Trumpers and all those guys split into two parties and have the Democratic Party split. Let the corporate mainstream conservatives do their thing and let the progressives do ours. And let the people who get the most votes win. But that would be too Democratic, I suppose.
You know, trying to do anything different like that, it's impossible. Nothing moves. Nothing changes. You know, there's a million great ideas that we have, that progressives have. And, you know, we were sort of a little bit on a roll in the very beginning of the Biden administration because we got, the Recovery Act and we did get the infrastructure thing going and a couple of other things. And that's great. But then, we're up against Republican obstruction, and we have Manchin and Sinema. How would we split off and do anything when nobody's willing to do the right thing when it comes to voting rights?
Yeah, I don't know, but excuse me,
it's ridiculous. This is insane. The fact that we can't agree, the Democrats. I mean, forget the Republicans. We know what they want. That the Democrats, supposedly Democrats, because those two are not Democrats, but supposedly they've got their names with a D and they have voted for Democratic legislation. So they do a caucus with us and Mitch would be in charge without them. But that they can't agree on the most obvious solution to fascism. It's just astonishing.
Well, but it gets better because they are not just disagreeing. Many of them are embracing fascism, embracing yeah. full embrace of fascism. I'm going to play
I'm
for you.
About, what? Are you talking about Manchin and Sinema?
Well,
that's who I'm talking about.
I gotcha. But we can also take that a step further and look at what's going on Fox right now. Now, I don't watch Fox, but I see.
I don't either.
You know, I see what the coverage of what they're doing. And apparently, Tucker Carlson, who is a heinous little twerp.
Really,
do you remember when he was on MSNBC and he was such a whiny little, and he'd wear his stupid bow tie? You know, he was like a wannabe TV pundit in search of a message. Well, he found it.
He tried
bat
so
shit
hard
crazy.
To get like a gimmick. Yeah, gotta have a gimmick.
Well, he is a gimmick.
Gotta have a gimmick. That's from a musical.
From Gypsy.
Gypsy, thank you.
I love Gypsy. Anyway, so Tucker Carlson, I pulled this clip a few weeks ago. I've just been holding on to it for the right moment, and I think the right moment has finally arrived. This is from, I don't even know, obviously from his show. I don't know when this was. But here, let me share this with you because it's astounding. So he's talking to some Republican congressman who appears to be somewhat reasonable. All right, here's the video. And obviously they're talking about the Russia, you know, should we be supporting Ukraine? And Tucker Carlson thinks, no, we should be siding with Russia. So this is, again, from a few weeks ago.
Make certain that we give them what they need. Give them intelligence, give them lethal weapons, give them assistance.
But why would we take Ukraine's side and not Russia's side? It's a sincere question. If you're looking from the American
they're
perspective.
They're a democracy.
No, but why?
Why?
I mean, who's got the energy reserves? Who's the major player
the
in
money.
World affairs? Who's the potential counterbalance against China, which is the actual threat? Why would we take Ukraine's side? Why wouldn't we be on Russia's side? I'm totally confused.
Yeah, you are.
Well, clearly, maybe if you get out a map and you look to see where the Black Sea is, and Bulgaria and Romania, Romania, where we have our missile defense system.
Right.
Look
at the perplexed look on his face.
The Black Sea. And then from there, you look at what the conflicts have already been and Russia's areas there. Ukraine is a democracy. Russia is an authoritarian regime that is seeking to impose its will upon a validly elected democracy in Ukraine. And we're on the side of democracy. That's why people were chasing those planes in Afghanistan and wouldn't be chasing Russian ones. We're for democracy. We're for liberty. We're not for authoritarian regimes coming in and changing borders by tanks. Russia isn't showing.
You know what? I'm going to pause him for a second just to say that this guy is a Republican congressman from Ohio who's actually making sense, right? He's a Republican. Fucker, listen to him.
Showing up on the border with ballot boxes, they're showing up on the border with tanks. And that's why we need to make certain we're on the side of democracy.
Here we go. Listen to this.
And give the aid that's necessary
on the side
so
of
we
democracy.
Don't have another Obama
right.
sending
Obama.
Blankets to right. a country that's being invaded.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm for democracy in
I
other
guess
countries. I
I'm
guess.
For
but
I
guess. I'm really for America.
I guess.
And I
he guesses he's for democracy
yeah, I mean,
in
democracy
other countries.
Democracy.
I guess.
Yes, it was. Oh, yes.
I guess. So he doesn't understand that the United States will always defend democracy because they're perfectly fine with an authoritarian form of dictatorship type of government. That's what they want. They want to reinstall Donald Trump. You think he's going to be a democratically operating I can't even say it. He would be a dictator if he got back in, just as he tried to be before he was kicked out of office.
Oh, no question about it. No, and wait till we lose the House and maybe the Senate.
Oh, God. I don't.
Oh, my God. Oh, by the way, did you see Marcy Wheeler's tweet about Russia ships around the Irish coast where the cable communications are undersea?
No.
She was showing a map and she said, is anybody asking about why the Russians are right over where our cable system is so that if they cut the cable, they cut communication?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. And I did a tag on Maddow just to see because she likes to cover stuff like that. And I thought, you know, somebody's got to cover it. Well, she didn't happen to cover it when I, you know, yesterday. But Nobody is picking up on it. It seems like a valid question.
Okay, I'll have to look into that. This is the first I've heard of it.
It was yesterday's tweet. If you look up Marcy.
it's going to take me hours because she tweets, she's the only person I know tweets more than you do.
I know, because she live tweets everything.
Yes, she does. by the way, before we get into the tweet spot, I got a bit of a perverse joy by watching this video. It shouldn't bring me joy. I mean, it was disgusting. That's why I say it was perverse, because there's something really wrong with this man who Donald Trump calls a child because it's one of his offspring. I think Don Jr. has a bit of a drug problem. And in this case, I would say the drug is cocaine. And take it from someone who's done her fair share of cocaine in her day. Not anytime recently, but when I was younger, I had a bit of a wild streak. And oh my God, just watch what he does with his teeth. He can't, it's like his mouth is all numbed out because he takes the, after he snorts it, he wipes up what's left on the mirror and rubs it on his gums so he can go like this and can't say he does this. So just watch. This is Don Jr. Don Jr.'s got a little bit of a problem here. Check it out.
Can't put Joe Biden in the same room as someone. He might let one rip.
What?
Guys, what? Joe Biden is what stands between us and a nuclear capable China. Joe Biden is the guy they're going to call at 3 in the morning if there's a serious crisis.
A serious crisis.
With Russia.
So yeah, it's blow. Russia. Definitely blow, and probably a bit of alcohol in there too, because the Joe Biden is slurring the words in addition to the.
Wow.
Oh my God! And he records that video and puts it online. We know he's got a mirror because obviously he's putting out lines on it. Don, look in the mirror. Use it for the purpose it's there for. I know you think it's to chop cocaine, but you should look in the mirror and see what you look like, because you look like a drug-addled fool. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be proud, wow. Donnie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Sometimes. Oh, my God.
Well, you know, Donnie claims not to do drugs or alcohol, so his son has to cover for him.
Make up for lost time.
Yeah.
That's oh, my sad. God. All right. Shall we bring out the birdies?
The birdies.
Okay. Get ready for your tweet spot. Oops. Wrong one. Here we go.
No.
Ah, here we go.
Welcome to my tweet spot.
Okay. So what are the Twitters all a Twitter about today?
None of your beeswax.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Let's see. I added a couple since I talked to you, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Now I've got to make you little. Okay. This is kind of funny. Okay, so first there's a headline, and this was news breaking a little while ago, an hour ago. Federal prosecutors are reviewing, the feds now are reviewing the fake electoral college certifications that declared Trump the winner of the states that he lost. And this was according to Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco.
Okay.
So everybody was, you know, yay. I mean, I've gotten a lot of play on that. And so one of my followers, I don't know if she's a follower, but Karmikaze, which is a great name. Normally an ex-president gets a presidential library. I think we may need the Donald J. Trump presidential penitentiary to hold all of these people.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Bring it on.
Ding.
Bring
Dingy
it
ding
on.
Ding. All right. Brian Karam.
Oh, Brian
we
Karam.
Love him.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. He still won't follow me.
I don't know.
What do I know? Yeah, you got to tell him to follow me. I don't know why. What difference does it make if he follows me? So he did this over a clip of him questioning Trump, and I'm Trump was yelling at him, I guess, in the clip, and he said, I love it when the fascists scream about how unfair the current POTUS is. During Trump's time, we were called loudmouth, rude, and I had to sue him and beat him 3 times in court just to keep my press pass.
Wow. Yep. That's true. And they clutch the pearls so often. Now they're, you know, Joe Biden, I guess yesterday, did an event where he's talking about the serious situation in, you know, with Russia and Ukraine. And of course, the assembled reporters started shouting out questions. And Biden said, you know what? I'm not going to do this today, because then this is what you guys will report on instead of talking about what we're here to talk about, which is very important. So he didn't take a question. And Peter Ducey keeps shouting out about inflation and other stuff. And as they're being ushered out of the room, you hear Joe Biden, who should have known his microphone was still on, frankly. And he said,
"You're a stupid son of a bitch."
He's a stupid son of a bitch. Well, of course he is. But the funniest thing is the clutched pearl outrage from people like Fucker Carlson. Excuse me, did you hear what your guy said about members of the media for 4 years?
Yeah, oh, I know. That's why Brian Karam tweeted that. That was exactly what it was based on. By the way, just got a news alert from Reuters that Pelosi is going to seek re-election, reversing earlier plans.
Oh, God. Of course. You know, did you ever, ever have any doubt about that? She was done. She's like, I will not run again. I will. So she wants to be either minority leader or speaker again?
I'm guessing. And this was after she had said she was going to, I guess, train somebody after a couple of years to be the next Speaker of the House. Didn't she say that?
Yes.
Back. Anywho, just a little news breaking.
Because she's only 81. Okay, so she's older than Joe Biden. Okay, just getting that straight. She's 81.
I just thought you'd want to know that.
Stop it. Sorry, not you. Her. Nancy, cut it out.
Snap out of it.
Okay.
So Charlie Cook reports, Paul Kane is reporting this from the Washington Post, and he said the Charlie Cook report just nails huge long-term Democratic problem. Senate could be out of reach for next six plus or minus years. In 2024, quote, they'll be defending 23 seats to the GOP's 10. Nice. And of the 23, three are in states that Trump carried. Eight more come from states that Biden won by 5 points or less. And Bill Scheer said, great time to abolish the filibuster.
Well, look, you know what? If we don't do it, if they ever attempt to pass any legislation, they'll do it.
Of course they will.
We can't live in fear and not, you know, try to get stuff done while we have a chance, because eventually the other side is going to get back power. They'll always get
back
power.
I totally agree. Right. No, I totally agree.
Yeah.
But, and I know that's the argument. Oh no, now they're going to, but they're doing it anyway.
Yep.
They did it with the Supreme Court. They did it with judges. They did it with everything. So of course we have to abolish the filibuster, but it's not happening. So
Nope.
We're fucked. Okay. This is from Daniel Dale.
Yes.
About your favorite guy.
Uh-oh.
In the whole world.
Hey. He wrote something. Oh, I was going to say, he wrote something about David. Oh, DeSantis, that favorite guy. I mean, moron death sentence. Okay, what?
I said that out loud. As the DeSantis administration rails against the FDA decision to limit use of monoclonal antibody treatments made by Regeneron and Eli Lilly, it's worth noting that both companies say they agree with the feds that these drugs aren't effective against Omicron.
Right.
And then he quotes them.
Right.
Hi.
Yep.
Here's DeSantis' tweet that he was quoting over. Without a shred of clinical data to support its decision, the Biden administration has revoked the emergency use authorization for life-saving monoclonal antibody.
Yeah. Well, the reason that death sentence is pushing back against this is because the one of his biggest donors is one of the biggest shareholders in Regeneron. That's why he's so dug in there. Big story in Washington Post today. FDA ends for now use of two monoclonal antibodies, spurring a halt in federal shipments of the treatments. Data shows the therapies by Regeneron and Eli Lilly are not effective against the Omicron variant. Period. So
that's what Daniel Dale was tweeting.
All DeSantis wants to do
is screen grab.
It, rather than, you know, make sure everybody's vaccinated at a cost of a couple of bucks per shot, he wants to, you know, let everyone get infected and then send them to these infusion centers where it's $2,000 an infusion. And you need multiple infusions if you're sick with COVID. And now we learn it doesn't even work against Omicron. This man has his head so far up his ass and his donors' asses, because that's what's more important to him, is their money than our health.
Well, it's just like a cinema, a mansion with their donors. But speaking of Omicron, this is something I didn't have when I talked to you either.
Okay.
Lori Garrett tweeted.
Yeah.
Remember how super fast Omicron surge was, pushing Delta aside all over the world in a few weeks? Well, this German data shows new variant BA2 may be faster, and it accounts for nearly a third of new cases in Germany right now.
Right. Wow.
So we have a new variant.
Yep. By the way, I need to address something, because Bella Lugrisi in the chat room is a regular. I know who he is.
It's a good name.
Right?
I like the name.
It is a very good name. Said, please read RFK Jr.'s book before bashing him. Now, I also got to say, I have another listener, a woman named Carla, who's been a longtime listener and a big-time supporter of this pro. She supports me, you know, the show financially, and for that, I truly appreciate it. She also wrote me a long email late last week, early this week. It must have been last week, before Kennedy's bullshit comments on Anne Frank and Holocaust victims being less put out than people who are told to get a vaccination. And she's like, she said the same thing, read the book. Well, and I wrote back to her. I do not, and this is my answer to Bella as well. I do not have to read his book. I've heard him enough times. And I've heard I heard his comments of the other day. And I know Randy got booted off of YouTube for it, but she probably played the video. I won't, and I will talk over what he's saying. But this is what Bobby Kennedy Jr. said the other day.
It's been the ambition of every totalitarian state from the beginning of mankind.
Yeah.
To control every aspect of behavior, of conduct, of thought.
Right.
And to obliterate dissent.
Okay, true.
None of them have been able to do it.
Right.
They didn't have the technological capacity.
Well,
even in
Hitler
Germany, you could cross the Alps into Switzerland. You can hide in an attic like Anne Frank did.
No, I'm sorry. That crossed a line. You could, with a vaccine, you could live. Go figure. In Hitler's Germany, or the Netherlands, more accurately, where Anne Frank and her family were hiding, they couldn't. They couldn't live. If they decided to go out, they'd be killed. And go figure, they were. Oh, my God. His wife, who I didn't realize was his wife until a couple of weeks ago, Cheryl Hines, you know, who plays Larry David's wife on Curb Your Enthusiasm, is married to him. And even she put out a statement, you know, I don't agree with my husband on everything. And on this, he's fucking out of his mind. He's wrong. And I'm sorry, I don't need to read his book. That is batshit fucking crazy. Now, here's the other thing. And this is true, so believe it or not, I don't care. But with any medication, whether it's a vaccine or a prophylactic, a preventative, an antibiotic even, with any medication, there is a fraction of a percentage of people who are going to react. They're going to have a bad reaction. But when that statistically, when that number statistically is insignificant, it means that for the vast, vast, overwhelming majority of people, there are no side effects. I heard Barry Weiss, bitch, only 800 and some odd children died of COVID throughout the pandemic. That's right. So she's downplaying that. But these same people will bitch that 800 people may have had adverse reactions from the vaccine. Well, that's that fraction. There's always going to be a statistically insignificant number. But when it's you, it's your family, it's a big number. If your kid ever had a reaction to a vaccine, I understand why you'd be vaccine hesitant. But to say no one should get it because it doesn't work, the reason it doesn't work is because not everybody's getting it. Get that through your thick heads. Bella, I love you, but the reason there are breakthrough variants is because too many people are saying, I'm not getting the vaccine. Fuck that. Fuck that. Get the vaccine so I can go out of my house and not feel so horrible that I may get COVID and die because I have one lung.
Oh, and by the way, Kennedy put out
an apology.
Some kind of an apology.
Yeah.
And then somebody responded, you've made this reference before. This is not new.
No, exactly. So. Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, God. Okay. This is just a random tweet, kind of a general tweet that I wanted to put out. It's from Jason Stanley, a philosophy professor at Yale. Mm-hmm. That means he's smart, just so you know. See, he's a professor and he's at Yale. So that means automatically he's supposed to be smart. And the GOP, he said, projects constantly. The media is breaking down in reaction to it. The point of projection is to get the media to both sides it.
Mm-hmm.
Just a general, I mean, I thought it was, you know, that was a concise way of saying it. The media, like, boy, the New York Times has been getting bashed today.
Well, sometimes they deserve it.
They did. I don't remember what it was anymore. A few people wrote articles that are, you know, batshit crazy, I guess. But I mean, there's no reason to both sides something when there isn't both sides.
That's right.
When you've got one side who wants to kill everybody by not, you know, vaccinating.
Right.
And the other that doesn't. When you have one side that wants to kill democracy and the other doesn't, there aren't two sides.
That's right.
There's one side.
Yep.
There are
two sides. The other side is wrong, flat out wrong. They're denying science. And you know, look, David, I think in the chat room just said, if this attitude had existed in the 50s and 60s, polio would still be raging. Polio would be here, right? The measles. We saw what happened when people, you know, the vax crazies said, right. Oh, I'm not vaccinating my kid for measles. We started having measles outbreaks. Measles were eradicated. Will some children have an adverse reaction to the measles vaccine? Yes, it happens. It is statistically insignificant. But you know what? If I was worried about those odds, I'd go out and play the lottery every week. Just like I'm not going to win the lottery, I'm not going to get killed from a vaccine. And if I do, then I'm going to tell my kid and my husband to play the fucking lottery because we hit the jackpot. Sorry, this pisses me off.
Oh, no, me too. I'm just, I'm seething on the inside.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, guess who's back there? Nicole.
Oh,
you betcha also, too.
She's back.
Well, Sarah Palin's back in the news. Yay.
She is, you know.
Oh, I know, because Sarah Palin is just so Sarah Palin-y. Here's what she did. She tested positive for COVID after
again,
according to judge opening trial in her New York Times defamation case. The judge said Ms. Palin had tested positive for coronavirus. She is, of course, unvaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
Could delay proceedings. Judge lays out the options. And then it goes on to say in a different tweet from the New York Times, good old Sarah Palin, who is unvaccinated, recently dined indoors in New York City before testing positive. The restaurant was notifying customers that they had been exposed to COVID and that the staff would be tested this week.
And, you know, if you can see those other customers, obviously that's an issue, because if you can see them, you must be able to transmit a disease to them. Obviously, for foreign policy, the fact that she could see Russia from her house meant that she was up to speed on foreign policy. So, you know, it goes to follow.
I could see Russia from my house. Anyway, she walked in.
What insight into Russian actions, particularly in the last couple of weeks, does the proximity of the state give you?
They're our next door neighbors, and you can actually see Russia from land here in Alaska.
There you go.
She had walked in with a regular patron.
So they thought she was okay.
Yeah, they sort of said, we're going to look into this and we must have over. I mean, they didn't come out and say we must have overlooked it.
Right.
That was the implication.
By the way, Lisi D in the chat room is asking, why did Palin sue the New York Times? Well, do you remember her super PAC or whatever put out an ad and over certain congressional districts on this on the map, she put gun sites, an image of a gun site. And there was one over Gabby Giffords. District.
I remember this well.
And so the New York Times said that she provoked it or something like that, that, you know, it depends, I guess, how you look at it. They issued a detraction and said, you know, we didn't mean to imply that she spurred on this attack, but she's suing them for defamation nonetheless. Okay.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, see, I do worry, though.
Like
I worry.
Suing people.
She does.
I'm a sewer.
Right. So she is a sewer. You are. That deserves a ding. So now she wants to be there for jury selection, don't you know? And she says she's going to testify, too. So I think they've moved back.
I'm testifying. I'm doing some fancy pageant testifying.
They've moved back the start of the trial to somewhere around, you know, beginning of February, 2nd or 3rd or something, somewhere in there.
Oh, I'm going to show up in person, whether you like it or not. Justin Barragón, I'm assuming that's how he says his name. He's from the Daily Beast. He said, this is fucking hilarious. And he tweeted this. Trump's Truth Social, that's in quotes, his little social
Oh, right,
network.
Thing that's allegedly going online soon.
Yeah.
With Devin Nunes running it, so you know it's going to be successful. Yeah. Hey.
The CEO.
Yeah.
Whatever he is. Trump's Truth Social wants to, quote, be the most family-friendly, unquote, app by using Silicon Valley's AI company to auto-moderate, quote, sexually explicit content and posts that include violence, bullying, hate speech, and spam, unquote. So there will be nothing on that site because everything will be either sexually explicit, violent, bullying, or hate speechy or spammy.
Wow.
Because that's what they do.
Wow.
So if that's what they're going to, Silicon Valley, go do your thing.
No kidding. Wow.
And Truth Social, let's see how far you get. I mean, this is going to be hilarious.
Yeah, family friendly and Trump don't necessarily go together, just so you know. They're two, you know, mutually exclusive things. You know, and the fact that, again, once again, any of these morons on the Trump MAGAverse who criticizes Joe Biden for cursing, oh my God, he said SOB. Oh my God. And what else? Oh, they criticize him for spending weekends at his home in Delaware, where he's not charging the Secret Service, you know, top card rate for a room.
Mar-a-Lago on line one.
Oh my God. It's astounding. And his spawn, his offspring have been bitching about Joe Biden going to Delaware. Really?
Where he visits his son's grave?
It doesn't matter. That's where he lives. That's his house. He's either going there or going to Camp David on weekends. He's not spending my money, your money, taxpayer dollars, to make the Secret Service and everybody else involved with his traveling entourage stay on his properties and charge them the top dollar rate, the highest rate card on the rate card. It's just unconscionable. And they're bitching. He goes to Delaware.
Everything is. Speaking of unconscionable.
Yes.
Are you talking to David?
No, yes. You said speaking up on couch.
Oh,
I just
sorry.
Looked. I glanced when I go like this. I'm looking over at the chat. Just so you know.
Oh, okay. Jerry Falwell Jr.
Oh, yes.
And I'm going to read you the replies to this, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah, he. This is according to Ross Story. He blamed his Trump endorsement for his shocking downfall. Unquote. Okay, so my followers responded. The devil made me do it, said Keith Whitmer. Brian Wesley Johnson. Oh, poor baby. Not really. Oops, I skipped one. Denise and Coffee. Well, he did learn something from Trump. Blame others for your own despicable behavior. Despicable behavior.
Yes, yes,
Newcastle
yes.
Now. Donald Trump is expendable. Republicans just grind through these cult figures and movements as advertising and rebranding, then spit them out and do it again. All the while, the same groups of billionaires run the policy from behind the curtain. Al Katz, or A.L. Katz, the ultimate good Christian in his mind, still can't find his way to contrition. Melissa Jo Peltier, not the blatant adultery and fraud. Barbie Williams. So it wasn't the unzipped open fly shot?
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, it goes on and on and on. People are just going crazy with that one. That did well. And that's all my, I don't got no more.
That's
that
it. Oh my goodness. That's all right. Well, I have some, I maybe have some other fun stuff I can play. I do have,
yes.
God, you know what? I could rant about Ron DeSantis because he's going, or we could get some, I think we should get some laughs. Lauren Mayer has a new song. Shall we hear the new Lauren Mayer song? I think that's a better use of our time than me bitching about more on death sentence because, you know, the Florida. Oh, and this is perfect for the discussion we were having about the vaccines. So what's his name in the chat room? The one not Dewey. Come on. The one I was just bitching at whose name I'm forgetting. Oh, damn it. Damn it. You know, the guy who just...
a good name, too.
Oh, Bella Lugrisi. Bella Lugrisi, listen up. And my listener, Carla, and you know I love you, but this one is for you, okay? It's the latest from Lauren Mayer. Hold on, I got to get the shot up here. Laffy, I'm going to leave us up so we can make faces
laugh
or
point.
Laugh and point and do all that kind of stuff. I just need to do one more thing and make this... What? Oh, you're laughing and pointing.
Yeah.
All right. So let's.
I couldn't get my hand up high enough.
Gotcha.
For a minute. There we go.
You know what? Let me mute this so I can take this out of there. Yes. Okay. So here we go. The newest song from Lauren Mayer. Take it away, Lauren. Oops.
I was at a loss. When this virus hit, to all those protocols I didn't want to submit, needed to reinforce my own point of view. Then I heard on Fox News what I should do.
Ooh, okay.
Now I'm doing my own research on the internet. Yeah, I'm doing my own research. Science I'll forget. Cause who needs to listen to the CDC when there are celebrities who think like me? Yeah, I'm doing my own research. Screw expertise. Will you wear a mask?
No, no, I did some research.
Or get
research.
A vaccine?
No, no, just look
so
at
who
research.
Did you ask?
I did a science research.
Screw expertise. In Trump's every speech, got the latest spin. First we're drinking bleach, then hydroxychloroquine, horse dewormer pills I took faithfully. And now the hottest cure is drinking pee. Now I'm doing my own research on the internet. Yeah, I'm doing my own research. Science I'll forget. Cause who needs to listen to the CDC when there are celebrities who think like me? Yeah, I'm doing my own research. Screw expertise. Will you wear a mask?
No, no, I did some
or get
research.
A vaccine?
No, no, just look so up research. I did a science research.
Screw expertise.
Well, it turns out now I'm infected, folks. Though I'm not sure how, since it's all a hoax. But I gotta run to the hospital, which, thanks to jerks like me, is totally full. Sure, I did all my own research, thought it would suffice. I ignored science and research and the doc's advice. Since my willful ignorance got me so sick, a lot of the doctors I ignored to cure me quick.
Turns out Facebook isn't research.
Oh no.
You need expertise. Did you wear a mask?
No, no. Did my
or
own
get
research?
A vaccine?
No, no. Not science.
Now what will
research.
You ask?
Give me drugs from actual research and expertise.
Woo! Doo-doo-doo! Yeah, Lauren Mayer, everyone, doing her own research. Hell yeah. That was really good.
That was a really good one.
And it was just really what we needed today, right? It was just just what the doctor ordered.
Oh, you made a funny.
I know. God, I'd hate to play anything after that. I think that might be it. But I do have one more. One more.
Who's it by?
It's by a man woman camera parody. Do you remember these
yes?
people? They're really good. They are a husband. I think they're a husband and wife. See, I don't know anything about them, but this is the story I devised just from watching some of their videos. I believe they're both Broadway actors, songwriters, dancers, singers.
Oh, maybe I do. Yeah.
And I think they live in New York City, and I think they're stuck inside during the pandemic. I have no idea if that's right or not, but it seems to work. So here's their latest song, Folle à Dieu, it's called, and it goes like this.
Have you heard of the syndrome caused by never leaving home? You're together all the time, which feels sublime, feels sublime, feels sublime. But the thing that's really gross is you will start to share psychosis. Deluded thoughts reinforced, maybe we should get divorced. Doing the folle à deux.
Folle à deux.
First he will spout off something crazy. The CIA killed Patrick Swayze.
She'll say no way, invasive cancer. I'll give a half persuasive answer.
And if at first I am resistant, I swear he can be persistent.
There's a cruel, now the crazy's mutual. And unless you both resist, the disorder will persist. Your illness will just cascade like Randy Quaid, Evie Quaid, Randy Quaid.
It may feel so transcendental,
but your psyche's become fragmental. Maybe we should call it quits.
I'll call Alan Dershowitz.
Doing the folle à deux. She'll decide that vaccination'll cause you to become mutational.
He'll say, why are you science-averse? Which just kicks in my defiance. Worse, given time and close proximity, out the door goes equanimity.
There's a cruel, now the crazy's mutual. And unless you both resist, the disorder will persist. Next thing you know, you're still in on QAnon, QAnon, QAnon. There's a lot of agitation caused by shared hallucination. Time to say see ya, wouldn't wanna be ya. Getting neurotic, we're so symbiotic, we're doing the folle à deux.
They are a man, woman, camera parody group. And I think they're brilliant. Do you get me that I believe they work on Broadway or something? She's too good a singer and their stuff is very clever. Yeah? Oh, sorry, I turned you down.
I remember them from another song.
Yeah. No, they've done a few. And they don't have a huge following on YouTube. Seriously. I mean, I don't know. That song, when I pulled it, it had like 30 views or something. So check them out. A man, woman, camera parody. Anyway, I like to support the underdog, can you tell? But they're great. Yeah. And Lauren Mayer knocked it out of the park. So that's
that
song.
Was just excellent. Excellent.
To play for all your, you know, anti-vaxxer friends. Yeah, I'll post it on the blog with today's show. I'll post both of them, actually, because I'm I'm that kind of person. All right. Gotta Laugh. Find her on the Twitters at Gotta Laugh, two T's, two F's, and here every other Tuesday or thereabouts. All right. I guess we're done. Anything else you'd like to add, Laffy?
Yeah, I don't know. I just want a drink.
We need another drinking show session.
We haven't had one in years.
Because I can't get on a plane. I know some people travel now. I'm not going to. Sorry.
I blame you. Sorry. I mean, when we go to Canada, it's by car.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's very contained, obviously. Yep. So,
and I think the next time we head out west, we will as well. I think we'll drive. Yeah. I'm not getting on a plane anytime soon. All right. On that note, we're done. Tomorrow I have, hold on, let me hold the book up. The author of this book, American Injustice, Inside Stories from the Underbelly of the Criminal Justice System. The author is David S. Rudolph. He's the defense attorney in Netflix's The Staircase. I don't know anything about that. But talking about our unique American criminal justice system, that should be fun. A barrel of laughs. All right. Uh-huh. So that's what we'll do tomorrow. And, you know, whatever else the day brings. So thank you, Laffy. I'll see you on the Twitters. And you, I will see you, back here tomorrow, I hope. And I'll leave you with the news. Goes like this. Bye.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
8,500 American troops are now on heightened alert as President Biden considers sending American forces to Eastern Europe to help NATO allies brace for a possible Russian invasion of Ukraine. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said in a news briefing that the decision has been made to put these units on higher alert and higher alert only, adding no decisions have been made to deploy forces from the U.S. at this time. NATO said it was putting forces on standby and sending more ships and fighter jets to reinforce its military resources in Eastern Europe in response to Russia's massing of 100,000 troops near its Ukraine border. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Monday reiterated that U.S. citizens in Ukraine should leave now. Moscow, of course, denounced the Western reaction as, quote, hysteria. Separately, the U.S. is keeping a close eye on potential Russian cyber attacks, which the Department of Homeland Security warned could occur if Moscow perceives that a U.S. or NATO response to a potential Russian invasion of Ukraine would threaten Russia's long-term national security. The Supreme Court on Monday announced it will reconsider race-based affirmative action in college admissions, a move that could eliminate practices that have benefited Black and Hispanic students. Justices will hear challenges to policies at Harvard and the University of North Carolina beginning next October, with a decision likely by June of 2023. Both cases were brought by Students for Fair Admissions. This is a right-wing group which targeted both a public and a private university as part of a long-term legal strategy to wipe out affirmative action across the board. Lower courts have in the past sided with the universities, but the makeup of the Supreme Court has changed. The court last upheld limited consideration of race in college admissions in 2016 with a 4-3 vote in Fisher versus University of Texas in Austin. Court was busy with orders on Monday. They also agreed to take up a case that could limit the federal government's jurisdiction over wetlands protected under the Clean Water Act. This case comes as the Biden administration actively tries to reverse Trump-era rollbacks to federal protections. The court dealt a blow to Republican House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and his challenge to Speaker Nancy Pelosi's proxy voting protocols that were put in place during the pandemic. In other court news, in Fulton County, Georgia, The Superior Court judges on Monday granted the district attorney of the county, Fannie Willis's, request to convene a special grand jury to look into pressure the former president and others put on Georgia election officials. Willis is considering whether Trump and others committed crimes as they urged election officials to overturn Trump's election loss in the state. Willis will be allowed to seat the special grand jury beginning May 2nd. It'll be allowed to work for up to a year. So on Friday, we told you a federal judge in Texas blocked the enforcement of Biden's vaccine mandate for government employees. He called it an overstep of presidential authority and at the same time struck down a separate mandate that had applied to private sector workers. The administration now says it will not enforce the mandate amid ongoing legislation. Separately, a state Supreme Court judge in New York struck down that state's mask mandate, ruling that the governor and the New York State Department of Health did not have the authority to enact such a mandate without approval from the state legislature. So much for the efforts to stop the spread of the virus. We'll likely now hear even more stories like this one. Sarah Palin's back. Well, sort of. Her defamation lawsuit against the New York Times was delayed on Monday after the former Alaska governor tested positive for COVID for the second time. Judge Jed Rakoff said she is, of course, unvaccinated. Then he rescheduled the start of jury selection to February 3rd. Palin tested positive for COVID-19 ahead of the trial. She wants to attend jury selection in person and said she plans to testify. Palin is suing the New York Times over a 2017 editorial linking an ad by her political action committee to a mass shooting that left six people dead and then Congresswoman Gabby Giffords severely injured. The Times issued a correction and apologized, saying there was no established link. A judge dismissed the case, but an appeals court revived it. At least I can report one win for democracy. This time, a panel of three federal judges in Alabama ruled unanimously on Monday that Alabama needs to draw a new congressional map that includes, quote, two districts in which black voters either comprise a voting age majority or something quite close to it. The Republican-led state legislature approved a congressional map last year that retains six majority white districts and one majority black district, even though Alabama's population is about 27% black. The three judges, one appointed by Bill Clinton and the other two by Trump, said the plaintiffs are substantially likely to prevail in their claim that Alabama's current congressional map violates the Voting Rights Act. Baby steps, people. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.